Here is a longtime NHL goalie, and now he's going into the Hockey Hall of Fame, 2022 Hockey Hall of Fame inductee. Here's Roberto Luongo. What's up, Roberto?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Doing well. Are you? I don't know if you're a big NBA fan. You're hearing the news. If so, you know, how much do you love the chaos of pro sports and superstar players always demanding out? Would you like to see that more in the NHL?
Depends on which team. You know what I mean?
Right. If it's Barkov, that's
different. The other team, chaos or on league, yeah.
Right. That's understandable. So you got the call this week. How cool was that experience? Was it Lanny McDonald, Mike Gartner? Can you take us through the process of being notified that you're going into the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, so actually it was both of them. And in the morning, you know, Bill Zito told me, he's like, hey, listen, just want you to know, usually these calls, they come around noon. So just, you know, be by your phone, make sure, you know, if you get a call, you answer. So he told me noon, so it was like 1:30. I was like, what's going on here? I have a feeling I'm not getting in. My wife's texting me every 15 minutes, like, are you getting the call? Are you getting the call? What's going on? I said, no, I don't think I'm getting in. And Bill told me it was at noon, and it's 1:30. Nobody's called me yet. So at 2 o'clock, my phone rings, and I pick up. I go to my office. Now, they all follow me in there. The whole management team follows me in there, and I pick up, and it's Lanny and Mike, and they tell me the great news. So obviously, I was super excited and happy and overwhelmed at the same time. It was special. It was a great call, and it was very humbling.
So at like 12:05, are you staring at Bill and being like, what the hell are you talking about? Like, you said at noon I'm getting a call here. How was it, uncomfortable or what? What's going on there?
Yeah, I don't know. I was giving the side eye the whole afternoon. I was like, what? I don't know what you. He's talking like it was a sure thing, and then all of a sudden I didn't get it. And he kept asking me, he's like, did you get anything? I was like, no. And every 15 minutes he kept asking me, and I was, by this time it was like past 1 o'clock, and I'm like, Bill, I'll tell you if somebody calls, but I don't think I'm getting anything today.
Right.
So
thanks,
he let me down the wrong path there.
Yeah, it seems that way. Yeah, that's cool, though. Yeah. And being able to do it, as you said, with all those people you work with and you're so close with. And you mentioned your wife was constantly checking in. I'm sure your kids. Like, what was the excitement like once you got home and you got to kind of experience that with your family, the fact that you're going into the Hall of Fame?
It was great. I mean, to be honest with you, I feel, you know, for me, I think it hasn't totally, the magnitude of it hasn't sunk in yet, to be honest with you. I mean, I think people around me are unbelievably excited and emotional, and I'm happy, but I feel like it hasn't sunk in yet that it's the Hall of Fame. If you guys understand what I'm trying to say, you know, it feels like it's surreal for the moment until, you know, probably it'll get closer to it and start planning it and working on the speech and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, when you start, you know, digging in a little bit, obviously there's a lot of history behind it, and it, you know, it becomes more real by the day.
Yeah, it'll get real come next November. But I, Louis, looking back, if you, you know, now that you've had some time, you're retired, you're just kind of, you know, like I say, you're on the management side. When you look back at playing, what are your top 2-3 memories or accomplishments that you're most proud of with your Hall of Fame career?
Well, my top moment is the one time I wanted to come off the ice, but you didn't want to go in, so I had to go back in. That was number one.
You were fine. I felt you were fine. I felt like you could battle through the game. That was fine.
Well, that made me tougher, so that was a good teaching moment for me. But you know, there's a few, obviously. You know, the top moment is Olympic-related, of course, the 2010 Olympics in Vancouver. I mean, that's – I don't know if anything will ever top that. Obviously, if I would have won a cup, it could have been a different story. But number one moment for me. Also, the 2011 playoff run, the first round against Chicago, you know, it was a crazy series. You know, we're up 3-0 down, and then they come back, and we go to overtime game seven. If you look at the way we celebrated once we scored, it was more than a Stanley Cup win. If you look at the Avalanche celebration this year and you go back and look at the film after we won game seven against Chicago in round one, I can guarantee you we're more excited than the Avalanche. It was crazy. And then the final, you know, the final, Stanley Cup final, even though we lost, you know, there was some unbelievable highs in that series and some obviously great lows as well. But the highs were so great and fun and why you play the game of hockey.
We're chatting with Roberto Luongo, who's going into the Hockey Hall of Fame, part of the 2022 class, and you're going in with two of your guys out in Vancouver. The Sedin twins are going in. And ever since the announcement came out that they're both going in, I got to think there's going to be a brawl to get the mic first, because you're thanking the same people, right? Like, who goes first? Who do you think gets to do their speech first, Henrik or Daniel?
I always forget. There's always one of them that says they're a little bit older, so I can't remember which one it is, but I think it might, probably Henrik, if I had to guess, you know, but it's going to be great. I mean, the fact that they both, they're coming in at the same time makes it so much more special for me. It was one of the things I was most excited about when I heard about it. It was great that, you know, I get to go with my teammates. I mean, I don't think there's a lot of people that get to say that when they go to the Hall of Fame. So not only one, but two of my teammates are my favorite teammates at that. So it's really exciting to see that they're going in as well.
Yeah, that is really cool. That is really cool. And I don't know if you have any history with Daniel Alfredsson, but I'm sure you've heard, you know, through the grapevine or other players you've played with, how amazing the whole weekend is, right? You come up to Toronto, there's a game on Friday night, you're a big part of the whole festivities on the weekend, and then on the Monday night it's all about the Hall of Fame. And can you kind of predict what those emotions will be like once you get up here and once everyone's here, the Sedins, the Alfredsons, and, you know, what the whole hockey world is kind of in Toronto waiting for you guys to go into the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, I mean, I can only dream about it a little bit. I mean, I'm sure it'll be magnified by 1,000 once we get there, actually. But for me, I'm probably going to go through every emotion possible. I mean, there's going to be some crying, some laughing, some, you know, you go through so much, you know, just to get to the NHL, never mind, you know, the next 20 years playing is a lot of people that are involved in that process, and you know, I'm sure I'll forget people to thank. That'll be my main priority. That's already what I'm stressing about, you know, 4 months. I got to make sure I thank everybody. I can't forget to invite anybody, that kind of stuff. But it's a whole big production to get to where I am today, and there's a lot of people that are involved in that, and I want to make sure that I thank and I don't forget anybody.
Are there nights where you're sitting up in the press box where you think you could still play, or are you just completely done with it? Because I know the competitive juices, the mind is still there, but do you believe the body could hold up if the team needed you for a night?
Not a single chance. So no way. My body's done. I can barely chase my kids in the yard. I can't put my socks on right now. So yeah, no, it's not going to happen, but, I don't miss it, to be honest with you. I think just because I'm in management now and I get to be at the games and I still have those emotions because I'm part of the team, if that makes sense. So it kind of fulfills that void of, you know, not being on the ice, just being part of the team, having some skin in the game, you know. So those emotions are still there, which makes it nice. You know, you just don't have to put in the work, which is great.
Yeah, exactly, with Roberto Luongo. I think, do the inductees play in that Hall of Fame hockey game? Jonas, maybe you can answer that. I can't remember.
I think so. I don't usually go to those.
I think so, too. And like, if you are asked to play in that, will they ask you to play goal? Like, will you be playing in that, or will you get the forward
stick? Well, I don't know if you guys saw my last tweet, but I was serious. I want to play on Danny and Hank's line in forward,
okay,
if they let me. That would be my dream. I'm a way better forward than I am a goaltender, so I would love to play forward if I can.
It's your weekend. I don't see why they can't stop you. I mean, that'd be awkward demanded you played goal.
Yeah. I'll hold it as ransom. Let me play forward. I'm not coming.
There you go. Exactly.
Lou, we were joking that Duthie might try to have me hand you your speech as some sort of backup skit or something like that, come out of the wings with like a briefcase attached to my wrist and I hand it to you and then you do the speech. So don't let Duthie get any of these weird ideas in your head.
Yeah, well, you know he's going to try to film something, right? So we're going to have to mix it right away.
Yeah, exactly.
As you should. As you should. Well, congrats on obviously what was an incredible career, and it's going to be a great celebration in November. Sounds like it was a pretty wild afternoon when you got the call, and we'll do this again down the road. Thanks again, Roberto. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
You got it. Roberto Luongo, former teammate of yours, Noodles, going into the Hockey Hall of Fame.